You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Turn your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Ooh, hello David.
Hi Johnny.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm right next to Johnny here in the cockpit as well. David, just so you know, mate.
Hi, Big Hungry.
How's it going?
Good.
Good as, good as.
Now, great news. An alien mothership has been seen on Mars.
Why is that great news?
Because...
Now is this a Halloween stunt?
Some people might think it is.
Have you seen the video where someone has seen obviously whatever it is on the surface of Mars and they've illustrated
they've rendered it in
to look like a spaceship?
Yeah, there's a number.
It seems unhelpful. Things,
this is just the most recent one. Mm-hmm. It's claimed that there's a big mothership seen on the surface where a guy supposedly gets the information out of the image and draws a picture or a diagram of this. I think it's about 2 kilometers long or something.
Kind of looks like a giant Slater.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if you look at the image and imagine it being an upward hump,
right,
you can start to maybe think of a Slater. The trouble is that's not the way the terrain there works. It's actually a hollow.
Right. Okay.
So when you look at it as a hollow, which is what it actually is, then...
Are we sure that a spaceship hasn't crashed into the ground?
It looks shiny. That's why it's got a shiny front to it. There's like a bit of a lens flare scenario happening there.
Well, if you look at the light, the sunlight's coming from the left, so the crater's nearby. The right-hand side of the craters are bright, and the shadow is on the left-hand side, which is the same as this particular object.
Yeah.
So that's just the sun shining on the wall at that right-hand side. It could be bright material that's been dug up there, or it could be dry ice, carbon dioxide ice that has been exposed to sunlight after being in the shadows. It could be a number of things.
Okay.
Definitely not a mothership.
Let's not say definitely. I feel like that's a little bit...
Where did the footage that they've got this snapshot come
this
from?
This is actually quite old, from 2006, in fact. So the Mars Global Surveyor went around imaging the surface all over, and that sort of video is available for people to look at, and people go through and they look for things, and sometimes they find things and come up with fanciful descriptions. I mean, it's not the first by any stretch. There was a supposed person sitting on a rock in 2007. That was just the way the shadows fell. There was the Mars face in 1976 that looked like some sort of Egyptian monument. But again, when later spacecraft went and got a bit more high resolution images, it's just a mesa. It's just again the way the shadows formed, and of course the most famous one were the canals that were seen in the 19th century that didn't exist.
So is it just sort of a case of someone decides that this is a spaceship and they get a bit of a stir happening on the internet, meanwhile NASA goes, huh, are you it's much ado about nothing?
Pretty much. Yeah, these guys, so they basically they're looking for something and trying to find something to prove what they think should be there. And people's brains are very good at finding patterns, finding images where there is nothing, like seeing a face in a piece of toast and that sort of thing. This isn't the same sort of realm.
Somebody's texted in saying it's a weather balloon.
No, it's a couple of kilometres long, so it looks like something like a sinkhole or a collapsed lava tube or something like that, perhaps.
It's just a dumb thing that doesn't matter. Moving on, I reckon. Moving on. Give enough time to this fake news.
Yeah. But, I mean, the obvious thing to do is to send something there to have a closer look. And
is there anything on Mars that could get to that and have a look? Do we have any rovers or something that are nearby?
Nice to know a guy, but you think you might...
Well, there are orbiting spacecraft that have pretty good imaging these days. I imagine they could when they're passing over this particular object, have another look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't hit.
But there's no rovers nearby.
Okay. Now, Saudi Arabia have decided to invest $1 billion into Virgin Galactic.
That number again? 1 billion.
Yeah, 1,000 million.
That is crazy. Virgin Galactic have got a couple of little offshoots called Virgin Orbit, and also they have a company which I enjoyed the name of called the Spaceship Company. Now, what's this $1 billion going to achieve?
Definitely, hopefully, a rebrand of the name.
The Spaceship Company.
Well, it's to
great.
Take them to the next
what do you
step.
Guys do?
They haven't got a. It's not a controlling interest. It's still less than 50%. So, Richard Branson keeps control. This is the company that is aiming to have a tourist flight set up. So you go up and you spend 8 minutes in weightlessness up in orbit and then come straight back down. You don't go around the Earth. Mm. Okay, it's suborbital. So you go up into above 100 kilometres so you can call yourself an astronaut and you come back down again. But a couple of years ago, a pilot was killed when the spaceship... destroyed itself in testing. So
was it on re-entry? Or?
No, it was just after it had been released by the. In this case, there is a mothership.
Right.
It carried up into the high atmosphere by a plane that then releases it. So you don't have to have all this fuel on board to get from the ground up. You just take enough fuel to, when you're released high in the atmosphere, to go up into space. So the mothership does the heavy lifting, if you like. So after release, there was an error apparently, and it broke up, and one of the pilots was killed.
Mm.
But they're hoping to be back on track within a few months with all that sorted out.
Are these private space craft, as it were, getting more fuel efficient? So you know, I guess the cost of this is more accessible for a normal person?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is completely private, but this, again, is a tourist type of venture where they're not aiming to be supplying the space station with cargo or sending astronauts to that sort of level. Not even, as I said, going around the Earth at all. It's purely...
Just having a little muck. Just getting up there and have a little whiff of space and come straight back down.
That's right, and pay, you know, 100 grand or whatever for it. The investment from Saudi Arabia will allow them to go to that next step of being able to develop orbital capability.
Mm. I saw that a sketch in a news article of like a space theme park in Saudi Arabia. So would this sort of be the angle that they would take, have like a space theme park and some space kind of rides?
Yeah, I don't know about the heat there, but it'd be fun though. I mean, they've got the money to build that sort of thing, that's for sure.
Do you think it changes the future for sort of like space travel at all? Do you think, you know, these private developments will have enough impact on the technology and the smaller scale sort of projects?
They will. I mean, if they persist, certainly. And I guess part of the way they're approaching this is to get the tourist venture into profit, and that can help feed the next stage without having just to have these big investment lumps.
Mm-hmm.
To make it an ongoing venture, I think would be the ultimate aim. And that's, of course, Richard Branson's done with Virgin Air and so on as an airline. Just trying to do it up in space is a bit more difficult and more expensive. I mean, New Zealand's got its own contribution to make. The Rocket Lab, they'll be sending their rocket up again sometime soon. They said a couple of weeks ago that it'll be soon, but they still haven't done it yet. So we're still waiting for that one to go up. And the technology they're employing there is definitely making a difference with carbon fibre and 3D printing and that sort of thing.
Cool. Now, what's happening with the current night sky and what's coming up at the Stardome?
Oh, the night sky, we've only got one planet really to see properly after sunset. That's Saturn, which is over in the west. You'll see the big scorpion, the hook of scorpion, sticking up vertically, just south of west, and then Saturn's over to the right of that. In the morning, we can see Mars rising in the east before sunrise, and as the days go on, that'll get further and further away. But I'm afraid the other planets is a bit more difficult. They're very low down and or too close to the sun. So Saturn's really the main one at the moment. Later in the year, the next year, Mars will really hit the news because it'll be close to Earth again on this mm-hmm. two-year cycle.
Cool. And tonight you've got a Halloween theme happening?
Yeah, Spooktacular. I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. So we had four shows, 6, 7, 8 and 9. I'm afraid the 6 and 7 p.m. shows have sold out. So what we've done is add a 5 p.m. show. So that'll be starting in 6 minutes.
So run.
Yeah, but I know that was already pretty quickly subscribed to. But the 8 and 9 o'clock shows, there are still seats available for those. But they're for adults. So the adult shows are a bit more expensive, and there's also it's R18 for alcohol, not for the content itself. But the 5 p.m. if people that happen to be in Royal Oak, you can sort of pop up and still get to the...
Have a squiz.
The children ones at 5 o'clock, yeah. But I'm afraid the 6 and 7 are sold out.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, David.
No problem.
And, stay in touch. We'll see you we'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
2 weeks' time. That'll be good.
Thanks, mate.
See you then.
Bye.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.